You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Archaeologist William Saturno has led excavations in Mexico, Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras. He even has some experience in Arizona at the Grasshopper Pueblo in the east central part of the state. And one of his discoveries even disproved the concept that the Mayan calendar pointed to the world ending in 2012. William Saturno will be speaking at the Mesa Arts Center tonight at 7:30 as part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. And he's with me now in studio. William, welcome. Welcome, William.
Thank you.
Not as easy to say as I'd like it to be. Give us a little background, first of all. When you go on an archaeological expedition, how much planning goes into it? How do you decide where you're going to go next?
Well, quite a lot of planning goes into it. And we start applying for permits to work at a particular site probably 3 to 4 months in advance of actually getting there. And the planning before that may be up to a year in terms of raising money and getting grants to do the actual research.
And at the practical level, once you get there, and we're thinking about planning ahead, what are some things you need to know, what you need to think about, stuff that the average person like me wouldn't think about?
The best thing that we have to go with is a good map and a feel for the area that we're going to be working in. Now, generally, we're not new to the place, that we've done some surface exploration before we decide where, in fact, we want to put some holes in the ground.
As I mentioned, Guatemala, Belize, just a couple of examples. How did you decide the places you wanted to explore more?
Well, when I was 20 years old, I got to visit the archaeological site of Palenque. I was actually participating in an archaeological project in Mexico, and I saw the site of Palenque in Chiapas and knew that I would be a Mayanist, that I would study the ancient Maya. It was just, it was an intoxicating place.
Okay, now, how did you know that that was going to be it? Except we all have different reactions to things, but how did you know?
You know, the place is magical in that the buildings that the Maya left there when they moved away from the site are still spectacularly beautiful. They're generally shrouded in a mist because it's a very humid place, so that the sort of heat of the forest and the moisture there creates these mists and the green forest surrounding it. It just sort of had the sense of a place that, even though we've known about it, it still seemed undiscovered, certainly to me, a kid from upstate New York, you know, went to school in Arizona. So this was totally different than any place I'd been. And I knew that that was the forest that I would want to be exploring.
At the risk of sounding really lazy, when I hear you describe the mist and a place like this, it would make me not necessarily want to do the kind of work you're doing. So how do you stay inspired at the same time?
You know, I think that being able to find things, to have questions that you want to answer, and then to be able to go and dig up the answers to those questions is certainly something that has always interested me. And then being able to bring students along with you, right? Yeah. Bring people that have maybe just those first inklings like I did in Palenque, and be able to bring their questions in certainly keeps you going.
Well, I think that begs the question, when you're an archaeologist, do you know what the questions are, but you're not sure of the answers, or you know kind of what the answer you're looking for, but you're not sure you're going to find it?
It's more we have questions, we might have ideas about the answer, hypotheses that we want to test, but you certainly don't know what you're going to find until you dig it up. And oftentimes, we find things that were unexpected, and then, of course, give rise to a whole new series of questions that we hadn't even anticipated answering or asking before we found those things.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix, talking with archaeologist William Saturno. He'll be at the Mesa Arts Center tonight at 7:30 as part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. I've got to ask you about this, the evidence about the Mayan calendar, because that was everywhere, even in just the average headlines. So what was misunderstood about what people were interpreting, and what did you discover?
Well, I mean, to be quite honest, I don't know where the myth of the world ending came from. The Maya didn't actually have a myth of the world ending. So there are certainly other people that did, and oftentimes in those stories you would see pictures of the Aztec calendar stone as the Maya calendar. So there was a little bit of confusion there. One of the things that we found at Xoltun was actually a series of astronomical tables and calculations of the motions of planets and the moon. And some of those calculations extend very deeply into time in the past and can extend very far forward into the time of the future. And so as a result, it certainly showed the Maya didn't think about time in a very finite way, the way we wanted them to.
Did that qualify as an aha moment for you or no?
Yeah, the room is certainly an aha moment, mainly because we never get to see what scientists, astronomers of the 8th century New World were thinking about and what they were drawing on their walls and their little calculations that they were making and how accurate those calculations were. Being able to look into the minds of an 8th century scientist is something that as a scientist is really fascinating.
Well, so how do you balance this out? I've interviewed many of the National Geographic folks over the years, and one of the things we talk about is how do you get back to an everyday existence when you have these revelations in the business you're in and the work you do? So how do you find that balance?
I don't know really how that balances. I probably still live three quarters in the excitement of finding these things and a quarter in the real world, if you wanna to call it that. Maybe that's why I think I get to tell good stories, is I think because I'm not quite, they're like, so in your real life, I said, well, this is my real life. There really isn't another gear to shift into. So,
well, at its most basic level then, what's a standard day for you when you're on an expedition and a standard day for you when you're home with the family?
Well, oftentimes my family is with me on the expedition.
Great, really?
So those days often overlap.
Okay.
But a standard day for me involves getting up, having a fairly quick breakfast, usually at around the sun comes up, and then heading on my commute to work. Our field camp is located 11 kilometers from our excavation site, and that 11 kilometers takes about 45 minutes, not because of traffic necessarily, but because of the poor quality of the road between A and B. So I don't have the frustration of being trapped behind someone else going slowly, but I never get above about 4 miles an hour. And then the day usually involves me moving from one excavation to another. I'm usually supervising the excavation of other archaeologists from Guatemala, other students of my own. Mm-hmm. And I get to spend the day walking through the forest, finding out what everyone else is uncovering.
How much time of the year do you spend in the U.S.?
I teach at Boston University, okay. And I teach three semesters out of four in the United States, and I teach that fourth semester in Guatemala, where I get to bring undergraduate students really from anywhere in the world that are qualified to spend a semester abroad in Guatemala and teach them in the field.
William, is your life anything like Indiana Jones?
Well, I have a much more stable relationship with my wife than I think Indiana Jones did. I knew who all my children were from the very beginning. But it certainly has had some of the excitement that he has. I'm not nearly as adventurous, I think, as he is. But I certainly have had a life of adventure. I like to think of myself as, if I were in an Indiana Jones movie, it's likely that I would be the dead guy he finds. Like, he makes this great discovery and realizes that someone was so close, but just didn't quite have what it took. That would probably be me and my minion around me.
Finally, can you give us a 30-second preview of what folks will see tonight at the Mesa Arts Center?
Tonight they will hear sort of the story of the discovery of the Maya, really. The discoveries that I have made and that others have made about bringing the Maya into history and about the most recent things that we're finding about their science, their kings, and their art.
Archaeologist William Saturno, he'll be at the Mesa Arts Center tonight as part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. The event starts at 7:30. William, thanks so much.
Thank you.